Please stand. I bless God for the way we're brought into worship. Our hearts can anoint Him and be anointed by Him. Join me tonight in Shema. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, B'chol Levavcha, U'v'chol Nafshecha, U'v'chol Me'odecha. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Amen. Amen. Say these words after me. This is the command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this. Then he will lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you servants, for a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, because everything I learned from my Father, I taught you. These are the very words of God. Amen. Amen. Please sit down. Thank you. There was a rabbi, and he said one day to one of his talmidim, his disciples, go to the Gentile Greek donkey dealer and buy a saddlebag. We must travel to Jerusalem for the feast. The disciple went and came back all excited. Rabbi, rabbi, he said, look, in the saddlebag I bought was a diamond. A very valuable, valuable diamond. He must not have realized it was here. We're rich. The rabbi said, bring it back. But rabbi, we bought this. Bring it back. And the discussion went back and forth a few times. Disgruntled, the disciple left. When he came back in a few minutes, the rabbi said, what did the Gentile donkey seller say? And he said, blessed be the God of the rabbi for creating such an honest man. As the disciple pondered why one does godly things to others, as he thought about the reason for bringing the diamond back was that God's name would be glorified even by an unbeliever, the rabbi said, many wish to know how to bring people to God. What God desires is that His followers learn to bring God to others. My devotion for you and me tonight is that in some ways, as a disciple of Jesus, it's not so much that we bring people to God, although that certainly would be a biblical thing to say and do, but as His disciples, we bring Jesus to others. Pray with me. Father, we've been blessed here together as the community of faith, and what's really exciting to me is how your word can speak to such a diverse group from many different congregations and fellowships, different ages and backgrounds, different educational levels, but your word all unites us all into one body. We bless you for that privilege of being the presence of Jesus to others. Inspire us again tonight through your text, in Messiah Jesus' name, amen. Just a couple of quick items here. I'm getting questions, but as I'm looking at them, they're great questions that come in that question basket, but they're extended questions. And when we only have an hour and 5 or 10 minutes, I'm just hesitant to get too far off the subject. I already have a problem when I'm teaching with that anyway. But a couple of quick things. Last week, we talked about someone who is a mamzer, that is, who's an outsider, who isn't allowed to enter the community because their origin is out of a forbidden marriage. The word is mamzer, M-A-M-Z-E-R. I must have gotten 50 emails and questions this week about what was that, mamzer? M-A-M-Z-E-R. It's not a nice word in English, but in Hebrew, you don't use it as a disgusting slang word. It's just someone who's born in a marriage that the Torah forbids. Jesus was called that. It isn't recorded in the Bible, but the Sadducees say to him, who are you to say that one born in sin? They said.